And this is a little bit of a different plant. I'm not talking about work hazards. We're looking at more some of the impact of work that it may have on adolescents. So we're looking at after school employment and physical activity. As we all know, rising obesity and declining physical activity levels are of concern because of associated health risks. And starting in middle school, levels of physical activity do decline for both boys and girls. We've seen that many students are employed after school. So we wanted to look at the relationship between after-school employment and levels of moderate to vigorous physical activity. We hypothesized that there would be an inverse relationship between the number of hours worked and the amount of physical activity students engaged in. So the data for this presentation came from the Baltimore Active Living Teen Study, which was funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. We had a geographically diverse sample of 350 students that were selected from two adjacent high schools, and we did recruitment in the fall of 2005. We selected classrooms, and the sample was we tried to balance by gender, grade, and geographic location of residents. Measurements were taken during the winter of 2005 and spring of 2006. This just gives you an idea of the distribution of students, and they did come from geographically diverse neighborhoods in the city, and a few came from outlying county areas. We collected information using accelerometers for a 6-day objectively measured physical activity. We had a 3-day recall for self-reported physical activity that was done over the same period that the students wore the accelerometers. We had an online survey where we collected sociodemographic and psychosocial measures, and we also had a self-reported travel diary that the students completed. We asked two questions regarding after-school employment. The first one was, do you usually take care of younger children? And we asked how many hours per school week and how many hours per weekend. And then we also asked if the students had a job or did any volunteer work. And again, we asked how many hours per school week and how many hours per weekend. We created a composite variable of hours worked where we combined school week and weekend time, as well as all kinds of work, including the child care, paid work, and volunteer activities. Our dependent variable was the minutes of moderate to vigorous physical activity that the students engaged in per week. And then the independent variable was the total number of hours worked, which included the child care, job, paid employment, and volunteer work. And then we also looked at gender, parental education level, and methods of transportation to and from school as some covariates. So this shows prevalence of students who either worked for pay or volunteer work or who took care of younger children. And so we could see about 46% of students took care of younger children during the week, and about 45% of students either had a paid job or a volunteer job. This shows the mean number of hours that students took care of younger children or worked and had a volunteer job, just broken down by during the week and weekend work. They were all around 8 hours a week. It seems like the students were taking care of younger children for the maximum being a high amount of work hours, which may have been either taking care of siblings or their own children, possibly. We didn't ask, break it down by that. For the next few slides, we divided the students who worked into three groups. So we had either those who did not work at all, those who worked up to 10 hours a week and those who worked more than 10 hours a week. And so we could see that the girls were significantly more likely to work above 10 hours a week, and 12th graders were significantly more likely to work above 10 hours a week than students in other grades. When we looked at parental education level as a proxy for socioeconomic status and looked at the numbers of hours worked, there was no significant difference among the three groups of hours worked. Here we looked at, the number of hours worked and the mean minutes of moderate and vigorous physical activity that students engaged in. So we see that the students who didn't work did about 47 minutes of moderate physical activity. Those who worked up to 10 hours did 49 minutes of moderate physical activity. And those who worked more than 10 hours did about 45 minutes of moderate activity. This was per week. In terms of when we looked at vigorous physical activity, we saw again the students who didn't work did 2.5 minutes of vigorous physical activity. Those who worked up to 10 hours did just under 3 minutes, and those who worked more than 10 hours did just about 1.5 minutes of vigorous physical activity a week. So even the students, when they looked at their self-report, they said, wow, we don't do much activity. When we compared the mean minutes of moderate physical activity between the three groups of hours worked, there wasn't any statistically significant difference between the amount of moderate activity that the students did. However, when we compared the mean minutes of vigorous physical activity between the three groups, there was a statistically significant difference, and the group who worked up to 10 hours a week did significantly more activity, vigorous physical activity, than those who worked more than 10 hours a week, although it was still not very much activity. When we looked at the students who take care of younger children, we asked how often they were physically active with those younger children. So 14% said they were rarely or never physically active, 35% were occasionally physically active, and 50% said they were often physically active, doing things like playing games of tag or dancing with the children while they were taking care of these children. And it was similar for boys and girls. So youth who take care of younger children were more likely to report that they were often active while providing childcare. We looked at methods of transportation of high school students to and from school and to and from their jobs after school. So we looked at public transportation, driving or being driven in a car, walking, cycling, and other methods of transportation. We could see that about 12 to 14% of students who worked walked to and from their jobs, which was more than only 2% of students walked to and from school. Most of the students either took public transportation or rode to and from school, as well as to and from their jobs. So we can see that there wasn't a lot of difference in the amount of activity between the groups of hours of the hours worked and how much physical activity they did. The students who worked up to 10 hours a week did seem to make a little bit more effective use of their time, and above 10 hours of work per week appeared to be detrimental to engaging in vigorous physical activity. And childcare appeared to allow students some opportunity for physical activity. Some of the limitations, we didn't distinguish between work and volunteer work, which may be of importance. maybe the kind of work a student chooses to do has relevance to how they use their time. We also, because students could enter a free response to the question of how many hours they worked, this made coding difficult, and we had some uncodable responses. Also, due to some time constraints, we were not able to look at the association between physical activity and hours worked while adjusting for other factors such as race that could have confounded this association. And finally, some of the implications. As you see, the high school students do spend a lot of time in taking care of younger children and working. So although we saw that the number of hours worked didn't impact their moderate physical activity, and it did have a small but significant effect on their vigorous physical activity levels. So consideration could be given when choosing a job to what the impact will be on the physical activity level of the students. Also, building physical activity opportunities into the work may be possible through actively commuting to the job, as well as being active on the job, such as while taking care of younger children.